My name is Jackie Thomason and I work at Ardbeg Distillery. The distillery has been here for 200 years, so it's, I guess, you know, 21st century single malt whisky is drunk for many reasons, but so many of the whiskies and expressions of whisky that we make and the flavour profiles are rooted to the provenance and the kind of tapestry of life on Islay. So we'll use, for instance, if I just take a few, we have a whisky called Uggadal, which is Loch Uggadal, which is rooted to the loch where we get all our water. And it's a dal in Norse. So many of the place names on Islay are either Gaelic or Norse. And dal means a valley, and Uggadal is dark, mysterious valley. So it's quite a nice story. The whisky is dark and mysterious. It's matured in a sherry cask, so it has that lovely kind of dark richness to it. So it's very fitting of the place. The one you were interested in, Kelpie, is a very recent expression, and we bring out an expression every year for the whisky festival. And the Kelpie is, there's lovely links between the sea and the oak that it's matured in and the story. So a Kelpie is a mythical shape-shifting creature, and it can come in many, many different forms. So it can be in the form of a very beautiful horse. Kelpie is actually the Gaelic word colpach, which is colt or heifer, which is a name for a horse. So it's kind of rooted in Gaelic. But the mythology is that, you know, in the 19th century, people would tell these stories to their children to scare them, that it was a Kelpie would come in the shape form of a horse or a beast, and would lure people into the sea, kind of to their deaths. And it can also take human form. So quite often it would take the form of a very handsome man who would lure a maiden to her death. And it's said that the sound of a Kelpie's tail is like the sound of thunder clapping. And it can be the kind of precursor to a big storm. So it can, it tells you that there's a big storm coming if you hear the sound of the kind of Kelpie's tail and things. So it's a lovely link with the sea, because the oak that we're using is from Russian Black Sea casks. We've never used them before. And it gives a kind of salty structure to the whisky, which is quite refined, but has that lovely kind of peaty sweetness in the middle. So it's a beautiful whisky, but rooted in a lovely story. Similarly with another of our whiskies called Corrievreken. You have to say it, Corrievreken. And it's under the sea, at the north of Islay, north of Jura. Between Islay and Jura, the islands, you have this amazing, very different rock formation. And under the sea you have, it's kind of like a mountain range, so it rises very steeply and then falls. So when the tide is flowing, not when it's ebbing, when it's coming back through this narrow channel, it's very calm, very peaceful. But when it floods, you get these amazing little tiny wee whirlpools that come together. And there's lots of stories about princes and Scandinavian warriors who were given, they fell in love with beautiful maidens and were asked to throw their ropes into the Corrievreken and anchor it for like 3 days and nights. And there's a great story about Prince Brechen, who was a Scandinavian prince who fell in love with the daughter of the Lord of the Isles. And she was very precious to her father, so he tasked Prince Brechen with going into the whirlpool for 3 days and nights. So he made three ropes, one of hemp, one of wool, and one of the hair of fair maidens. So the first rope on the first night held fast, a storm ensued. I think you heard the Kelpie tale, thunder, and the rope broke on the first night. So the other two ropes were holding. So that was the rope of wool broke. The second night, again, a huge storm, and the boat was tossed and pitching in the sea, and the rope of hemp broke. So it was just the rope of fair maiden's hair that was holding hard. But on the very, very, just at the very last time, when he could see the beautiful maiden on the hill, that other rope broke in two, and Prince Brechen's boat went to the bottom of the sea and he was never seen again. But when he'd gone back to make the ropes, he had asked all the fair maidens of the village to tie these ropes, hairs together. And there was one lady who had been in love with him for many years, and she was not a fair maiden. She had been around a little bit, and she tied her hair into the rope, and that's why the rope snapped. So there's lots of different tales. So those are just some. There's also, we've got Whiskey's Ardbog, which is all about the peat bog and the wonderful layers of history. Kildalton, which is where you visited after the Kildalton Cross. So it's really lovely to put your whiskey in the landscape and fit it in and tell the story about it.